You guys are asleep, are you up? Is this really a dream? What's happening? How are you, man? My name is G-Core. How are you? Let's clear some shit up right away. I know you guys are saying, is that the same Mexican that worked at the door? Maybe you don't give a fuck. Right?
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. We are in. This is Amateur Hour, episode 23. Michael Jordan, as always, across from me, Michael Cooper. Block, my favorite across the way. Today, we have a very special guest, one of our favorites here, stand-up comedian, co-host of Working It Out with Ernesto and Gene, Gene Moore.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Gene. Despite the grand intro, the very subtle voice, it's very nice.
I know. I just thought it would make a good mix. How are you guys doing? It's so good to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. I have to compliment you real fast.
Thank you.
And Gene, hold on. You might not like it. Gene's ability to walk up. Now, me and Cooper hanging out here waiting for Gene. It's 1:30, maybe 2 in the morning. It's late. Gene's worked all day, I'm sure. Done a couple shows at the Comedy Spot. He walks up. And with just this gusto, just starts telling a story, entertains us, like gets us going, brings us spirits.
Yeah, makes us both laugh right off the bat.
Right off the bat, just walks out of the car and does it like that. Like, that's fucking, it's to be noted. It's very good.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
Definitely one of the funniest guys I know, Gene.
God bless you. Am I the only gay guy who's ever done this show, though?
I believe so, yeah.
So I'm breaking ground. I'm a trailblazer.
You're going to make us gay.
You're Rosa Parks.
We're actually talking about how we wish we could be the Rosa Parks of the gay generation.
Well, they need it. The gays need it. So it'd be awesome. Yes. Thank you guys for having me.
Absolutely. You coming fresh off some shows or what?
Yeah. We just two shows tonight. They were sold out. It was really good. It was a great show. Great audience. So
how was the headliner?
He's great. Yeah.
No. So your face was like almost like you were taking a dental mold. Like I saw all of your teeth. Like you were like,
he's funny, and you know what? It's just. He's just a different energy level.
He's no Dave Stone.
No, Dave Stone was the shit, man. I love Dave Stone. I just, you know, to me the best has been like a Jimmy Schubert or like a Joey Coco Diaz.
Yeah.
You know, the way they come in and they command
that's who they are as a person. They just walk in and crush it.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. So you know.
So what you hosted tonight?
Yeah.
What did it feel like at the 8 o'clock?
You know, the 8 o'clock. Well, the audience was great. You know, but I'm going through this phase now. I'm going in a weird spot where, do you guys remember when Brad Williams came to town, the little short guy?
I wasn't at any of those
shows. I don't think I saw him either.
And he killed. Let me tell you about that show. He killed, and everybody at the end, they wanted his picture. They wanted his autograph. Everybody. Nobody left that building without touching him, right? And he sold a lot of shit. Like, to me, that was like, for whatever reason, the energy was great. My set was awesome, right? Mm-hmm. I really peaked. Like, everything was... The stars were there. Everything was perfect. And then since then, I don't know what happened. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Like, it's weird. Brad Williams was before that student showcase that I saw you at where you did your whole new material, correct?
Yeah.
You crushed it. And since then, I've seen you do great job, like unbelievable job on the stage, even with all the new material. You say you're honing it and jumping back and forth. So you're crazy.
I'm crazy. Yeah. You know what? It's this deal is, this is what happened. The very next week, we had this guy come in. And he was a big guy. He came in and it was a Sunday show, right? And he sits there and he's not like in the gay material. And he's like 6'9".
I was at this show.
You remember that guy? He was huge. That's the guy that fucked me up. Mm-hmm. So then I look at him and I'm a dumbass. And I say to him, you're not liking the gay shit. And he says, no, I don't approve of your lifestyle. Right? That hits me in the heart.
Like, is this during the show?
No.
Yeah. And so, like, I should have said, you know, I don't like the way you eat little kids to be so fucking big. You're too fucking big. You look like Harry and the Hendersons big. You're fucking like Sasquatch.
Shout out Harry and the Hendersons.
Yeah, you're too fucking big. I don't appreciate you, bitch.
Yeah, for real.
That's what I'm thinking
in
my head.
Who gives a fuck what this guy's to say? I know. That's the most annoying part.
It is annoying. But in my
you're
head,
in the audience. Dude.
He hit me right in the heart. And I'm like, well, what am I doing up here? This is stupid. Like, that's where I went, you know? And ever since then, like, I would say maybe last week Thursday is where I started to correct that. But I was like I was, it just got me. Then I was thinking, well, am I too gay in my material? Because here's the thing, like, I am gay, but like, I'm also a Democrat, I'm also Mexican, I'm also a Catholic, I'm a worker, you know what I mean? There's so much to me than that, you know, and I don't want to be just the gay guy.
No, and you're not just the gay guy. I know me and Coop, like, to us, you're just some regular dude. The gay thing doesn't even It's just like another thing we could maybe make fun of you about.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really all it is.
That's exactly how it should be.
It's not anything like, you shouldn't, you're not identified by who you are.
Well, you know, then I'm like, well, maybe I need to redo my set. Maybe like do the gay list, do that, you know, and I've been thumbing around fucking with it. And like tonight, the first show, 8 o'clock, right? So I go up there and I'm like, I'm going to do like all, like Thursday show. Let me back up. Thursday show, I go out and I go, you know what? I'm going to be all straight. Because Sean tells us right before the show starts, this guy works clean. He's getting ready to go on TV. He's not like a Christian or anything, but he just works clean. Yeah. So you got to redo your set. I go, well, I thank God I have a set now that's clean, you know? So I go up there and I do that and I'm working it through. And like that audience did not know I was gay in my mind because I didn't say anything like that.
That's funny because I know I think everyone at comics who goes there, we all look at that. We're like, look at that big gay asshole like up on the stage.
You got
pretending not to
just
be,
sucking a dick and going on stage and then talking on our mic, motherfucker.
They had no idea.
They had no idea. You know, and I was like, okay, so I could do that. And then like last night, then tonight at the 8 o'clock show, I'm like doing, and then like for something in my head, I'm like, you know what? Fuck that.
Yeah, fuck it.
And then I just went and I'm like, do you guys have any gay people in your family? Because I'm the pink sheep of my family. Yeah. Like, and then it just goes.
So it's more natural to you too.
It is more natural. And then I'm like, so the audience is there, and then I'm like, well, maybe I'm corrected now. Mm-hmm. But it was like a weird thing where I'm like, am I too gay? Am I too? Because and then after that,
I'm having deja vu with Miguel in the same conversation.
after that, there was a show where these people walked out. Right, I just bring up the first person, right, and I bring them up, and then they're like, we want our bill, and I hear they're focusing over here. Whatever, how do you say that word? I mispronounced it. Like a ruckus. So
rocket.
Sean goes, go over.
Would you call it a confucusing?
You definitely had it like a CO and like
you're
a,
like, I just make confucus.
I'm going to make my shit up.
You just buried it though. You're so smooth with your words. You were like confucus.
But then I called it back. Yeah. But there's they're over there. They're
quicker than anyone realized. Go ahead.
They're like going crazy. So then Sean goes, go over there and find out. So I go outside and they're like nice people. So they go out in the parking lot and I'm like, oh my God, you guys, I'm so sorry you guys are leaving. You know, they're like, no. It's us, not you. And I'm like, oh my God. So just tell us, because Sean always likes to know, you know, like, why are people leaving, right? You know? So I go out there and they're like, it's you. And I'm like, what? And they're like so nice about it, and they're so apologetic. I'm like, what did I say a bad word or what did I? And they're like, no, it's you're gay. And we don't really like that you're so, like, okay with it. And I'm like,
whoa.
I know.
No.
Now, here's the deal.
Way.
That's fucked, man.
I know, but here in my mind, I'm very Midwest, right? And I'm very, like, you know, like, you work hard and your money. And I'm like, it gets me in the heart, right? So then it was that guy. It was this girl. And then, for 2 weeks, I was fucked up.
You know what?
Am I too gay? Am I not too gay?
You know what's fucked up is you're a nice enough guy, too. And you are from the Midwest, so I'm sure you have your values, your core values. But you're a nice enough guy that if these people said this, that it's not you, it's your gay, and they said they don't approve of your lifestyle, you didn't say, I can almost guarantee, well, I don't approve of the way you...
No, I did not.
You said, well, I'm sorry, because you still represent the gay community at that point.
Right.
So you need it to be professional about it.
Right,
but
right.
That's fucked up. Dude,
and
that's
the
their
club.
Problem.
And you know what? And I am just a guest in that club like everyone else.
Yeah.
That's not, I don't own that club. That's not for me to say.
But that's so fucking crazy.
I know.
Yeah,
and
that's insane.
And you know what? Like, it's always... There's never been a show where people don't say one thing. It's either, you know, I don't like this, or I like that. But you know what? Here's the thing that I need to, this is what put me straight, is that show had like
pun intended.
Yeah. Did I mean to do
that?
I don't
know. It's good.
I didn't mean to be straight.
It's good.
No, the thing is, okay, let's say there's 100 people in the audience and there's one person that doesn't like me. Of course, I focus on that one person. And the other ones are like, you did good, you did it. That's what I need to focus on. You know
what
I mean?
You need to go everybody.
I know. So how was the 8 o'clock show?
Yeah.
For me, the 8 o'clock show was great because I got my groove back. That was a long-worded answer to get, you know, I feel like I'm in that spot where I want to be respectful to people. I don't want to offend. Because here's the thing. Comedy is about laughing and feeling great, you know, and I still want to go up there and not undersell myself or not be true to myself, you know, but I don't know. So first show, great. Second show was great, too. So.
For how cool of a guy you are, and like you said, when we came over, you entertained us, like right at the beginning, like we were talking about this earlier, people who just want to make every time that they hang out the best time they hang out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
isn't that what life's about?
Yeah, why not make this the best situation
you
can?
You don't like me? I get it.
And
I
how stubborn of assholes of people to get up and leave and really say, I can't even believe that.
And you know they thought you were funny too.
They did. They were like, in the beginning, they're like, we were going with you. That's what the one of them said.
That's the fucked up part.
She's like, and she goes like this, we love comedy and we were going with you. And then we're like, no. And I'm like,
that's a, that's so insane to me that you introduced an element of some side of you, and then suddenly you're not what they thought you were.
Oh, I feel it. I feel it when I go on stage. I feel that energy go down.
That must be intense, being like that.
It is, but you know what? It's you know what? When your comedy is about the performance, you know what I mean, and you're giving a show, right?
Yeah.
So you just got to keep that energy up and kind of go with it, and you know what I mean, and just be, you know how it goes.
Yeah,
just,
absolutely.
And then here's the deal: it's you just got to keep the focus on the performance. You know what I mean? And just keep going through.
Even though we all know as comics, it's really about us. Like, yeah, we all know.
Well, until you get your own HBO special or you got your own shit, you know, we are just guests doing comedy. We're opening. We're the headliner.
And it all flies until you fuck with the crowd and people start leaving and all that other stuff. Yeah, like, it's all good until, like, you're not doing it for them. You're doing it for you.
So it was a very long-winded answer for your very first question.
No, it's
how
fine.
Was the night? So,
do you? Well, now that's interesting. That's such interesting shit. I want to know. Do you make a judgment call every night then when you do comedy?
I do. I can feel. I can feel it. I can feel it. Well, number one, I do this thing where I work the door and I'm like checking people out. And I'm
is
really,
that why you work the door?
Yeah, I do. I do because I'm feeling it. Because it used to be like this. I used to have a 60-40 hit ratio. I would go up there and I would just do my comedy, and it would be really bad, really bad. So then I'm like, well, then these people are. I got to make them like me. So let me not say I'm gay at the top of my set. Let me move it down a little bit. And then I can move it and feel it. And then I thought, well, you know what? Why don't I just be smarter? And when I'm working at the door, feel them out, get a feel for them where they are. You know what I mean? And so it's always the same, you know, and I'm trying to learn how to read an audience. Like, we're all learning.
That's what it is right now.
It's learning. And, you know, and I can feel it. And then, you know, the great thing about Sean, because there's so many good things about him, is that he tells you got to be able to pivot. And for the longest time, I didn't have material to pivot. Like, if they weren't going for the gay shit, I didn't have a plan B.
Yeah.
Now I have a plan B. I'm like, you don't like it? And I used to be very loud about it. Oh, you don't like the gay shit? Well, let's talk about something else. Now I'm like, it's seamless.
Yeah.
Now just move on.
Edit from the stage.
Yeah. Because I want to go and start doing this on the road.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to be working
fucking
places.
For real. That's so awesome. Really?
Yeah.
For real. That's the shit.
And so there are going to be rooms that they're not going to do.
Oh,
that.
No. And they might not like any of your shit at all. And you might have to just go like off of them. Like,
and they
Sean
may not
them.
Like because I'm Mexican.
Yeah.
And I have to pivot off of something else. So I think that's part of the
I'm
deal.
I'm Italian.
Yeah. You got to learn. Because the bottom line is like you just need to make people laugh. And it's
that's
a business.
It's a business. That's what's weird to me is it is a business. It's comedy is a business.
Right, and there's an art form, and you can't sell yourself out. I get all that, but at the end of the day, it's a business.
It's marrying those two ideas together is what comedy is. So on the one hand, it's expression, it's all this, but at the other, like, it is still a business, and if you want to do anything with it and get half, at least any of your ideas recognized, you have to marry it with the business side and realize that you are performing.
Exactly.
You're working for someone else, and you're entertaining this group of people.
And not everybody gets that, and I get that. I get that, and that's a blessing for Sean because he gives you the business end of it and the performance and the creative part of it. You know what I mean? And I get that. You know what? Now, there's so many other avenues, like, you know, and I get – if they don't like the gay, that's fine. I have a gay podcast show. I can be gay on that show. You know what I mean? And I have different things that I'm working on. There's this guy who does documentary films, and he's making a film. I don't want to be an actor. That doesn't interest me in the least. It doesn't. I just want my own talk show. But I do. That's all I want.
But that's not acting. That's like host. That's like doing this. Talking to people and learning.
I love it.
Learning.
That's what I want to do. And then
you're good at it too, yeah.
Yeah, so he wants me to help him. So I'm doing it. So I could be gay in different avenues and being creative. I don't need to be gay on stage.
To me, it just seems insane that you even have to. And I know it's a choice you're making, and I don't know, like, none of us have any business talking about it, but it seems insane that you have to, like, channel gay into one thing and not express yourself as gay in another in this day and age. Like, in the time that we're all so aware of it.
Yeah, it is shocking. It is shocking to me. And but you know what? Here's the deal. The real deal, the reality of the moment is that you're in a club and there's alcohol being served and you're being true and you're being in the moment and you're pushing forward and sifting through truthness.
Powerful.
And people are tuned in and they're connected.
Mm-hmm.
They get to be truthful too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if they don't dig it, then they don't dig it.
And that's fine.
And that's fine. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? The thing is I need to quit being a pussy and saying, you know what, they didn't like me. You know what, fucking, you know what I mean? I need to get harder. Because when that girl did that to me and she told me it was you, in all the 2 years that I've been doing the hosting, well, I've been hosting now like for a year.
Yeah.
I've always had every show somebody come up to me and you know, I don't like this. I had one where the guy, security had to kick him out because he was like going to get in my face and he was saying I was mouthy. And I'm like, what are you saying? You know?
Yeah.
Because he goes, you can't be talking about being in the army because, you know, I was in the army and I can.
Yeah.
And I'm a grown fucking man and you don't get to tell me what the fuck to say.
For real.
And then,
for real.
But was that the guy at the taco stand?
No, that's that's another thing.
Yeah. Way to tease the story.
I'm sorry, keep going.
But no, then he's like, and then like, so you know, I'm like, you know, just get yourself under control. Because the thing is, I always have to remind myself, like, I'm just a guest in that club. That's mm-hmm. not my club.
Right.
I'm just a guest, mm-hmm. you know? And so I can't act like, you know, I'm the shit. Because I'm not the shit. Yeah. I'm way down in the peanut gallery working.
And you're dancing.
Yeah.
But you're so the shit for realizing that you're just a guest in the club. Mm-hmm. No one realizes
it
that.
It does put you way
no
above.
No one realizes mm-hmm. that. Even the people that come there as guests go mm-hmm. like, well, we don't have to listen to this. And you're like, you're a guest for the whole show. Yeah. It's just a small portion of the whole big bang. Like,
you're just a guest.
You're one of many. There was a lady. I'm sorry. There was a lady who was in the front who did exactly that. Who was like, well, we don't. The security came over and told her, the security guard. And he was like, can you just be quiet a little bit? And she was drinking wine. And the look on her face was like, he kind of like said, can you be quiet for a minute? And then like slipped a quick finger in her pussy. Like, she was like, what the fuck? Fuck?
Because it is Scottsdale. Let's not forget where we're at. You know what I mean?
And I watched her sit forward and not laugh. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, you don't have to be such a bitch about it. Like, you're one of many.
In my mind, I have this theory that baby boomers. Was she a baby boomer?
I am at 40, 50.
Here's my deal. Baby boomers fucked up this country. It's my theory. Because baby boomers, like, they're those people that are baby boomers. There were some that were hippies, and they were really cool, and they were like, let's change, you know, like, women should have rights.
And then they
people.
Went sober and got crazy and as fuck,
them,
dude.
Well, some of them didn't even become hippies. They're like, no, we're uptight. We're always going to be uptight. And the world is right, about right. us, and they have uptight kids, and fuck mm-hmm. you.
Yeah, fuck you.
You make the world shitty. Mm-hmm. Fuck you.
Yeah,
and they're very self-entitled. Titled and they have that look all the time.
The look is what it is. It's a glare. It's almost like, fuck you.
And the reality is, we're in this world. Mm-hmm. We're not of this world. Mm-hmm. We don't even belong here. You know what I mean?
We're totally.
So we're going to go to another place. And so just enjoy the time that you have here.
For real.
That's my thing, you know?
But even that's too much to ask.
Isn't
that such a shitty, like, piss poor, like, country estate attitude? You're like,
it is.
Fuck you and
well,
go get a
tan. The worst thing
is,
like, it's so easy to blame TV, but TV makes it worse. It goes like, you need this and you need this and oh my god, if people see you without this, then
crazy.
Who do you think you are? Like, it's so bad. Every commercial, everything is so bad. It's insane.
I mean, because I'm half English, right? And so there's a part of me that knows
I'm half English, half Mexican.
Yeah. Everybody knows my oldest joke. But everybody in England, there's like a social place. Yeah. Everybody knows their spot. Everybody knows their place.
They're so intuitive when they come down here and you talk
to
them.
About it.
They know about it and they go like, they're on the same level as you where they go like, yeah, we know what it's like. And you're like, thank you.
I mean, and they get that space. Like, I am this and that's what they, you know, they protect that space. In America, we don't have that. We just feel like everybody can do what they want.
Everyone's right.
Everyone's right and everybody's had their fucking heads clogged so full of cheese that they can't even... It's what we were talking about, the self-awareness thing.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't even have the common courtesy or respect to have a decent conversation with you.
Yeah.
How many times have you had a shitty conversation where the person just like, anyway, so what I've been doing, my whole thing, and the thing about me being better than you is really this.
Because I do that all the time.
But you pass it off. Coop pass it off. Like, we'll pass it off, and it's okay.
Yeah,
you are kind of an asshole now that you're bringing No, but that's what it is. Like, people...
I felt bad about saying thank you for my paintings.
But it wasn't even a shitty thing. He was complimenting you, and you were receiving it well, and, you know, that's...
Yeah.
Gene's given, you were receiving. It's the next step to us becoming our own gay podcast.
Our own
gay network.
We're number two on our network. It's a big
amateur
deal.
Amateur hour.
Yeah, that is a big deal.
We're number two. That means
that's
we're
the
shit.
That is the shit. How's that going? How is it?
It's going great. You know what? We're right now it's at Arizona Network, right? So everywhere in the state. So we have a lot of viewers. Our downloads are up like 30%.
That's so awesome.
So things are going well.
Do they do a lot of advertising? advertising for you guys?
They do a lot of advertising with advertisers. They're making money off of that. But we don't. They don't really advertise for us. No, we do our own
promotion. Your show. No, but we do our own, yeah. The network.
Does it play on like satellite radio or?
It plays on iTunes. They have their own website that you can play on YouTube, or you can Ustream. Different things.
Yeah.
And then we just are doing a deal where we're going to go national, where we're going to go with the Pride Network, which is a nationwide network. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And we're going to do that too. So I think and Ernesto Ortiz is phenomenal. He does a lot of comedy in the Valley. He's have you guys
Super
met Ernesto?
Nice dude. I met him once.
I have not.
You met him?
I met him one night. He was doing comedy. I think it might have been like some show. He was up and you were up and he was really funny.
He's nice. And you know, too. I made a deal. Like when I first got into comedy, you want to be friends with everyone. Mm-hmm. Then you realize everybody's a fucking asshole and you're like, no way. So I'm like, I'm not going to have any friends that are comedians. And then I'm like, okay, I'm going to have friends that are comedians, but they got to be writers.
Yeah.
If they're writers, then they're cool. Yeah. Then at least they're creative. Then you know, you let them know. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna do this. Then he's like, so then I'm like, Ernesto came and I'm like, man, I just want to be your friend. Because you just know when somebody wants
some people are just cool.
Yeah. And he's really cool and I like being his friend. He's a very nice friend. He's a good person. Mm-hmm. And then we have Nate Evangelista. Have you met Nathan?
I'm friends with him. I'm like, there's a weird thing where you're friends with people on Facebook and you might have talked to him, but I don't know if I ever met him in person,
he's
but
really
I am
cool.
aware. Yeah,
he's good. He's a good performer.
Is he?
Yeah.
I seen him and Joe Miranda. I think I've seen do improv.
Yeah.
And they were really funny. It was Aaron Anko's group. Both the groups that went up that night were really funny. There was, I think you were on one of them actually, weren't you?
Yeah, I do improv, but I just survive improv.
Yeah,
surviving. I don't embarrass myself, but I, you know, I mean, it's so forced.
I don't know. I liken it to, I said it on a podcast before, but it seems like everybody who does improv wants to be a stand-up, but not everybody who does stand-up wants to even go close to improv.
Yeah.
Like, it's like some weird backwards. I don't know about that.
Have you guys done it yet?
I took the improv course, and I didn't do an actual show, but I went every Saturday for 8 weeks. Well, maybe 6.
How'd you do?
I feel like I did okay.
Yeah.
But I don't, it's not anything I'm racing back to do.
Yeah.
It
helped me. It helped my performance.
Yeah.
It helped me get out of my shell. You know what? It was really cool is to know that you could be funny with no material.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like walking on air with no floor.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, well, I am funny.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you first get into comedy, you're that guy. You're funny at parties. You're funny at,
quickly learn that you're not that funny on stage.
Yeah. It's totally a different ballgame. Mm-hmm. So when you go to improv for a moment, you think, oh, I am that guy. Mm-hmm. I can do this, you know, but I survived it and it's like very stressful for me. And I'm like, I don't know. And the thing is, you don't want to embarrass the other person. You're there to make the other person funnier. Mm-hmm. And you know, I don't know. There's an improv show tomorrow. You know, I'm going to go and help out, but I'm not going
to go to the Comedy Spot. Yeah. Go check that out. This will be up on the comedy shows May 9th.
Yeah.
Or June 9th. This will
I was just agreeing with you. Not really listening.
This will be up June
10th.
Yes, and
way to
sure.
improv.
Yeah, yes,
this will be up June 15th.
Yeah.
This will be up in
July.
So
this show will air when it was already happened. Oh, it was a great show, everybody.
That's how it always works. Hey, yo, I went to Starbucks today and I wanted to talk about this. And this really bothered me for whatever reason. And rarely do I have a time where I feel like I'm going to lose my shit for no reason. But
how many stories have you started with? I went to Starbucks today.
I start many stories on the podcast, and I think there might be two jokes I'm trying to like work into my act with. I went to Starbucks today. You can always tell when I'm going into like joke mode because I'm like working out a bit. But it's really not. It was just something I wrote down. I wrote it all the way out and rehearsed it in my mirror a few times. All right, so here it goes. I go to Starbucks, and it really is. I ask her. I say, surprise me. Make me a drink or whatever, and she goes, the girl behind the counter just looks at me, and she goes, do you like Frappuccino? And I was like, I don't care. Give me whatever you want. Just surprise me, you know, make me something cool.
I like the taste of coffee in general.
Give me like one of those like employee drinks, or give me something random, or give me something cool. And she goes, do you like caramel? And I was like, I don't care. And I almost thought like, I want you to fucking surprise me. Like, I really wish you would just surprise me. Yeah. Like, and just make me some random drink. But instead, you fucking told me caramel frappuccino. And then I sat there shittily and wrote, don't tell this on the podcast tonight. And I crossed that out and did it anyway. So, there we go. All right. Moving on.
What did she end up giving you?
A caramel fucking frappuccino.
Did you like it?
It was kind of weird. Yeah. Hey, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
There was a couple gay guys at Starbucks today, and I just noticed it. And I don't want to – I'm not, like, weird about it. Yeah, but I pay attention. I'm like what Coop says. He's hyper-vigilant.
Yeah.
And we all know that's a load of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, I borrowed some of Coop's hypervigilance today, and I noticed I went outside to smoke a cigarette, and when I was walking by him, I was just like walking past them to go smoke a cigarette.
Yeah.
But I didn't want them to think that I was like walking super far away from them to smoke because they were gay.
Like, I just
didn't get the AIDS or something.
No, I did. I just
you might bend to, over to put out your cigarette, and they might fuck you up the ass.
Part of me that thought I was gonna get fucked through my jeans,
yeah.
just for standing there with a caramel frappuccino,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
No, and it was super weird that I even thought like that, and I just smoked far away. I would have done it to anybody, like a mom and her baby, and or whoever. But I just felt bad about it.
No, Gene, have you seen that commercial for home AIDS testing?
No, what is it?
Oh, it's so bad you would hate
it. Do
they
have that? Is that
yes? And the commercial goes like, "It's not a straight thing," and it shows like a regular guy, and it goes like, "It's not a gay thing," and it shows like a guy with glasses and like combed hair over, and it goes like, "You're profiling so hard," and it goes like, "It's not a black thing," and it shows like a black guy, and then she was like, "It's not a girl thing," or something, and then it shows like a guy swabbing his mouth at his house,
and he's
for AIDS, and it's
what's
so
the tagline?
Weird. They profile so hard in
how
the commercial.
How reliable can it be? First,
what's, is the tagline? Tired of leaving your house to take your AIDS test?
No. Like, the whole tagline is, it's not anyone's thing, it's everyone's thing. Test AIDS in your house.
That's such a shitty, weird promotion.
Yeah, it's like, have sex as much as you want, or like, I don't know what it is. Like,
it's weird, you know, on behalf of the gay people in the whole world, because I'm the only one here.
You're the representative.
Yeah, you are equal.
I'm the wrong person to ask that, because I have a very twisted face. This is why I got into a fight with the taco stand.
Oh!
Yes.
I
Councilman Gene Moore.
Gay people are first, I don't think they noticed that when you did that. I think you were just being a gentleman and you were raised correctly.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks.
I don't think you should be cognizant of the fact that you're being a gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? In this day and age, people should be more gentlemen and more ladies.
Well, thank
they
you,
should
Gene
be
Moore.
Thinking more about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, because again, we're guests in this world. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So just
Absolutely.
Enjoy each other.
I Absolutely. Choose to look more at how much the dish soap has gone by. And how much Frank used unnecessarily every day.
Okay, yeah, that's weird. Yes, I get your point, and I'm with you. Yes, the soap is not all the way gone. There's still hope. You can clean your ass tomorrow, bitch. You can clean your ass.
No, it's dish soap, and I watch him use it like a child, like a three-year-old. He squeezes the whole bottle, and that stuff's so potent.
Yeah.
Like the parts per million, you only need so much to clean.
You know you're starting to act like an old man now.
Yeah.
Old man shit.
I watch him. Okay.
Oh, man.
But I buy it and I watch him squeeze it out with two hands like a baby, like Tommy Pickles. He goes like,
last I checked, there's not a...
I open it with my screwdriver, too.
Yeah, last I checked, there's not a shortage of dish soap.
There's not.
That's Timor where that came from.
He's an old hen crone around the farmhouse.
I'm such a hillbilly.
That's what I say about that. However,
the taco stand.
The
yes.
taco stand.
Going to I'm. Here's the deal. I think that you should live your life and be a human being.
Use
right?
all the dish soap you want.
Use,
right?
It's the metaphor I'm trying
yep,
to say.
Exactly.
Live your life and be a human being. Right? Gay people are very, and I'm gonna get in trouble because I get in trouble all the time with my friends all the time. And this is why I hate performing. Let me back up. Because I'm gonna. I really need to.
This
watch
is a double
I'm
reverse.
Saying.
This is
I
a double,
need,
reverse.
Double back. Watch what I'm saying. Okay, I did a gay show last Wednesday. Right, mm-hmm. bombed. I felt like I bombed. Everybody said I didn't bomb.
Didn't
I
you
felt
say
like
the lesbians are super mean?
Because I walk out there, they're like, okay, you guys.
Lesbians are super
mean. I'm used to going in front of people, and as soon as I go out there, their faces are nice, they're hopeful, and they're like at yes. I go out there, and these motherfucking fags are at no. They're all giving me gay face, giving me like, looking me up and down like they're on an elevator. You're looking at me, and I'm like, you know, that's the weird energy that I don't appreciate. You
they were like
I mean?
Passing back yeah. your free pass. They
yeah, because
like,
look, I'm
you.
A performer. It's a performance,
yeah.
right? I get it. But at some, I am a human being, and
right.
when you come at me,
human
that,
first.
I want to go into that and I'm like, fuck you, fag. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Because I'm the kind of fag that if you talk shit to me, I'm going to talk shit back to you. And that's what happened at the taco stand.
Oh, yes.
Jessica Wilde was our guest on Working It Out, right?
Yes,
Jessica
shout out.
She was on RuPaul season 2, right?
Oh,
she
yeah.
Was,
I heard about
okay.
this from
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was
we had
good?
A
had
lot
it
of hits.
Did, was it awesome?
RuPaul,
it was,
yeah.
It was RuPaul's show. Mm-hmm. And she came into our studio. It's our biggest guest ever, mm-hmm. right? She was so nice. And she goes, listen, Ernesto and Gene, I'm going to do a show at a Mexican gay club, and I want you guys to come and sit in the VIP section and be with
Whoa,
me.
Whoa,
so cool. We go out there. We hang out. We're having fun. We're drinking. We're dancing until 4 o'clock in the morning. It's fun. I'm wasted. I'm drinking this shit called Donkey Punches.
Oh, Donkey Punch.
And it's got brown
donkey
liquor
punches.
In it. Yeah, that's the name of the drink. And it has brown liquor.
You started calling it that, yeah, after a few.
And it has brown liquor in it. And yeah. I have a rule. No brown in town because it makes me mean. Because in normal world, I know gay people are insecure. That they make that face because it's them, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of times I ignore it. When I'm performing and I see a gay person, they give me that, I go past it. Yeah. But when I'm drunk and it's 4 o'clock in the morning,
nothing's holding back.
No. And this, I talk to this guy and I see this guy and he comes up with gay face. That whole, like, they're
I love gay face.
Like they're sucking on a lemon. Like they've been sucking on a lemon.
Gay face first brown liquor. That's what's going on. This is shit.
That is what's going on. You didn't come up.
So give me another lemon.
No, I'm talking to their friends, right? And their friends are really nice. And then he comes up like he sucked on a lemon. Like, looking at me like I'm crazy, doing the scan, and you know what? This in the gay world.
What's so funny is the gay guys really do that. Like they make a point of it. Like girls will do it naturally, but gay guys go like,
it came in the handbook. It comes in the handbook when you're gay. There's the way you're supposed to act. And listen, we know we can look and scan you up and down. We know, like people know this fista ain't a fista. They know. Do you like to pee on somebody? Yeah. We know if you're gay. We know if you're straight. It's called our gay gamma ray.
Yeah, it's gay intuitiveness.
You just call it a gamma ray.
That's good. Yeah. No, and so he came up and he gay gamma rayed me, right? And I'm like, what the fuck? And I go,
fucking GGR.
I go, wait a minute. Why are you looking at me like that? And he goes, like, what? I go, no, listen, bitch. Don't fucking come at me and then try to back away from me. You came at me with a fucking attitude. No, I didn't. You're crazy. I'm like, I'm going to be crazy. I go, and you aren't all that. You fucking got big ass ears and you look like the fucking Mexican Abraham Lincoln. Get the fuck away from me coming up at me like that. You want to fight, bitch? And then I take my shit and I put it down because I think we're going
to
fight.
Oh, you're ready to go.
I'm ready to go.
Yeah. Because
that's what you come at me like that. Fuck you. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Let's
do
brown liquor in town.
Yeah.
Brown liquor in town.
And of course, all the other gays, gee, let's not cause a scene. Let's
But secretly, they're so turned on. They're like, oh yeah.
Here's the thing. That's not how I live my life. Like, you come at me and you're nice, I'm nice. You come at me like with war, I'm gonna fucking give you war too.
With that gay motherfucking glare.
Yeah. Don't give me gay face.
Yeah.
And so
that is so good.
And then Ernesto.
Don't give me gay face. Please write that on the amateur hour.
Let me tell you, it's chaotic because we've ordered our food. We're waiting, right? And I'm with Ray Howard. Have you guys met Ray Howard? Hilarious.
He's a good dude.
He's so funny. He makes me laugh. I just love him. So Ernesto and I start fighting. He's like, Gene, you are out of control.
He's mad at you. He's mad at you.
We are in public. We're public people. We have to get ourselves together. And I'm like, ugh. Because we were guests of Jessica Wilde. And we were, you know what I mean? And so I'm like, oh, you're right. Okay. So then we start fighting a little bit. And then I'm like, Ernesto, you and I are the same. We don't fight because it will be ugly. Mm-hmm. We're the same. Mm-hmm. But we're fighting. And then Ray Howard's like, is we all going to fight at the taco stand? Is we all going to fight? I go, don't blame me. Blame the Mexican Abraham Lincoln, this motherfucker.
So that was
the big fight. And so then we make peace. And then I have to say, I'm sorry, you know.
Did you shake hands?
No, I didn't shake hands with that motherfucker. And that motherfucker's going to die of AIDS, and I'm still going to live. So there.
Did you knock off his top hat at least?
No, but you know, it's the thing that, you know what I mean? It's like I know to keep my mouth shut. But when you and when I performed Wednesday at the gay, it was a gay fundraiser, and I came out and they were giving me gay face. Now I wasn't drunk, so I could work my way around it, but it just fucking pisses me off. Like, why, if you're so fucking insecure, keep that shit to yourself.
Right.
Don't put it on me because I'm trying to do something with my life. Fuck you. Go fuck off.
A lot of people put it on you though.
They try. And I, you know what? Madonna says it best. Don't put your shit on me. Don't. In human nature, don't give me your shit.
Well, the only reason, like, people, it's like a judgment call, weirdly.
It is.
So some people might look at you and you're nice and you'll listen and you'll give anyone attention and you're generous. And like you said, I'm a gentleman or whatever.
Right.
And to be honest, I love you and I want to see if we can make this work out. That's where I felt like I was going with you right there. It's dark in this room. I forgot about Coop for a while.
Just me and you, baby.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Absolutely.
I'm thinking
we could work it out. We could work it out. Working it out, yeah.
As long as you don't give me gay face, bitch, I won't punch you in the fucking throat.
People push it on you. People push it on a lot of people. Like, people don't push it on Coop because Coop doesn't take it. Like, Coop just goes, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Me, you know, they don't really do it to me, but, you know, I've had things where people come up and they'll say shit, and I go, like, why are you trying to like why? Fuck. Like, it's because they know they'll get a reaction out of you because you care enough.
Yeah. I don't even tell them to shut the fuck up because that is caring. I look exactly. at them with my eyes and
see,
in my eyes.
Be like you, Cooper. I care too much.
In my eyes yeah. says, go fuck off.
Yeah.
I'm not listening to a word you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. So you, yeah, but I don't know. I'm not at that point where I can say I don't care because I'm a people pleaser. You yep. know what I mean? And it really bugs me. I'm like, why don't you like me?
Yeah.
Why don't you like me?
But it's such an unnecessary thing if you think about it because there's just the way it
there's
is.
Just, yeah, it's there's a weakness just people that aren't going to like you. Yeah.
But it's not even a weakness or a flaw because you recognize it.
Maybe.
It's just something that kind of handicaps you maybe from time to time.
But it fucks me up. Like when that man was in the audience, I don't approve of your lifestyle. For 2 weeks, I was fucked up. He didn't give a shit about me. That fat fucker's been out taking shits,
you know,
eating
what?
Wendy's, driving, yeah. listening to country music. He doesn't care.
Yeah,
and I've been like fucked up for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Now, you know what he did is he went home and got his Wendy's, listened to country, and then fisted his asshole to the thought of you on stage is what he really did.
Yeah. He stuck a big dildo in his ass and was like...
And then he cried for a long time.
Yeah.
And then he listened to your show, and he's a huge fan of working it out.
Now he's going to be gay. Now he's going to be at the taco stand.
Yeah.
I'm going to defend him.
Fuck that guy. That's such a waste of time. But it's
But it's me. When it all comes back to it, the guy at the taco stand, I should have avoided that. That was me.
That was brown liquor.
Brown liquor.
No brown
in
town.
I've seen this guy break bottles in my backyard.
With brown liquor?
With brown liquor. And I was like, yo, this is my backyard.
This shit is the devil.
I jump back and forth between devil and regular. So I'm regular, and then I'm devil. Almost immediately. I'll go
look
regular.
At me get gay.
Take us to church, honey. You buckle up. I'm talking regular, and then all of a sudden I'll turn to the other side and completely talk a different jargon. And I go like this, and I'm like, no, yeah. I don't remember that. I kind of remember the regular.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And people the next day are like, you said this and you did this. I'm like, shit, I don't remember.
Yeah, brown liquor.
It just it takes over like brown 20% liquor. Of the
You can only drink that shit out of town. No brown in town, bitch. No brown in town. And I know I'm a gay man saying no brown in town. There's so many different things.
All your rules. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, no brown in town.
I'm a brown fan, man.
You do? You like brown liquor? Whiskey?
Whiskey's my favorite,
With Jim Beam or the Jack Daniels?
I like Jameson the most now. I had a thing for Crown
Scotch
Royal.
Yeah.
I had an affair with Crown Royal for a while, but
there
now
was
it's Jameson.
There's a really cool documentary
way.
About Scotch. Have you ever seen that on the History
Scotch
Channel?
Scotch is some
I
manly
not,
shit.
But I do
it's
watch
very
History Channel.
Some like hair in your chest shit.
And they showed how they filter it. It was it sounds boring, but it's amazing.
No, it's so interesting. Yeah.
It was very interesting how they
Have you seen? Hit the gong.
Charlie Sheen.
Ooh, Cooper.
Cooper. How?
Who's cousin?
Who like buffet?
Cheng Cheng here. Yes, Cheng Cheng. I like brown liquor very much.
Have you seen the brown wicker?
Thank you.
A brown wicker in the house.
Have you seen any of this new show? On Discovery Channel, it's called North America.
No,
ooh, that's a wicked show.
Oh my God, Gene Moore. Next time, no, next time you get super stoned out of your brain, you turn on Discovery Channel on Sunday night at 9 p.m. I'm giving them a shout out.
Shout out. Say the name one more time.
I think you said the Sunday Channel.
North America. I may have said that.
What is it about? Like being on a ship and just
no. It's like, have you heard of Planet Earth?
I live on it. Yes,
the program
air every day. I appreciate it. I know I'm a guest on Planet Earth. Yes.
I'm a little bit older in my head. The program, the DVD, the like 8 DVD series.
Yes, I do. That is an amazing piece of work. Yes, it is amazing what they did.
It's like that, but it's only about North America. And since we're selfish,
the wildlife,
it's awesome.
You know, it's a really shame what we're doing to all those animals. They're so beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
The way they move.
But at the same time, this is going to be completely contradictory to your point. They're dumb as fuck, and they don't even know we exist. Like, they're not helping out. Like, they're just kind of existing, and
maybe.
It's not like they...
Do you guys watch The Matrix?
I've seen The Matrix.
Oh, yeah,
see
The Matrix
they say,
is sweet.
Like, the birds, like, everybody has a place, and that's the program. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
I think it's probably true.
Yeah.
More true than the shit I grew up
it's
with.
It's simulation theory, and that the more they're looking into, like, mathematics of genetics, the more they're thinking that that's true.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's what I don't know, but, you know, in this room, I know it's a podcast and you can't see, but in this room, there's a lot of art. And in the art, it's like you're seeing through Cooper's eyes, what he's painting. Mm-hmm. And let me just describe to you, it's very Aztec. I see some Aztec. I see some pyramids. And so, you know, the pyramids are really fascinating.
Yes, they're a mystery, dude.
They're a mystery. And what makes it crazy is that I think that that is man when he was so advanced, probably more advanced than he is now.
Well, yeah, they're not. There wasn't a consumer culture.
Yeah, and like now it what is they're now. Finding, maybe. There's the energy beams are coming in, and there's a
reason. And there's magnetics there.
Do
yeah.
you ever hear yeah, about the three pyramids of Giza lining up with Orion's belt?
Yeah, there's yeah. a reason for that. And they built that as an energy source,
yeah.
not to bury things. And so... what were we talking about? Planet Earth. And so,
have you heard of it, by the way?
Have you heard about Planet Earth? It's the shit. People are going to go there like crazy, you know, but all the animals and everything, and it's very matrixy, has like a program that they need to follow. And there's an energy source. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, it really does. Yeah. And you can, it's so weird how you see it in fathers and you notice how much you're like your dad or you're like your mom also. And you see how you're half and half. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's just weird that DNA is carrying that way. And you go like, my kid's going to be half and half too. Or
yeah, no, it's fascinating. Hey, have you seen the drawings of what humans are going to look like in like 200 years?
They're all like one color and they're all
the
like
eyes
one,
are really
yeah.
big.
Yep.
Isn't that fascinating?
Aliens, dude. Aliens, that's what aliens are. Is they're well, future us. Like,
well, you see it now when the kids looking at their fucking tablets. Their eyes are huge, and they're yeah. looking at. They yeah. don't even give. They don't look at you half as much. They just look at their tablet,
and they're multitasking like motherfuckers.
Yes, and they go exactly. Like, fucking.
I find it amazing how I'll sit there, and there's part of me that goes, I should really just focus on one thing. But I am watching a video on YouTube. I'm texting. Right. I'm looking something up on my phone. And I've got my pad open and I'm trying to write too.
Yep.
And I'm probably thinking about something else.
That's what you're doing, but look at what your heart is doing, what your body is doing. You know, you're breathing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're probably farting.
Yeah.
And I mean, I mean, there's so many things. You're blinking, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
And what is amazing to me is that the mind only works at 10%. Mm-hmm. Like there's 90. So why does the brain not work at 90%? What's that other 90%? And that's what my theory is that we're in this world, we're not of this world.
Proven,
is that my boyfriend looking for me?
Yeah. It probably is. They've proven that that's not true, the 10% thing. But the patterns in which that your neuro, what are they called?
Neuro. Transmitters?
Transmitters connect to each other are all different in human brains.
Mm-hmm. No, I get it.
And so like it'll hit a certain center before it goes this way and then that way. But it's like millions at a time. So like each one is just, it's like a... It's a really hard puzzle when you only get certain pieces to deal with at a time and they only go certain paths.
And it's like fascinating that, you know what I mean? It's just, yeah. I don't know. And it's, you know, when you see people like they're just entitled assholes, you're like, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Can I talk about this asshole really fast? Yes. Speaking of brains, we'll jump down to teeth. You told me the funniest shit I've ever heard the other day. And if I can tell it in like a quick paraphrase, you can
I'm
add
sure
it
that
in.
Was me.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure. It was by accident. Don't get too crazy. This fool goes to the fucking dentist. And my friend is so cheap that he goes, when the dentist goes, they point out five cavities.
Four cavities.
Right. They go, you see all these dark spots here? Your mouth has all these dark spots because these are cavities. He is already in his head thinking, I'm not paying for these cavities. He argues them. He says, well, they're barely dark, first of all.
They're trying to rip me off, dude. Fuck those guys. I've been brushing my teeth. I've been taking care of them. They might be yellow, but I've been brushing them. And what they're trying to tell me is they're like, you haven't been flossing. And because of that, plaque has built up in between these two teeth that are so close together. And they're like, it's a little bit dark here. And I was like, fuck that.
Barely dark.
I got years on those teeth before I gotta come back
and
here.
I can get dentures.
So I said to him, how much are they charging you and when are you getting this done? He said, fuck that, I'm not going back.
Ooh.
I said, really?
What if they gave it to you for free? Would you do it?
I would do it.
Yeah. Of course.
But what year did you graduate from dental school? What year again?
Never.
Yeah. That's what I love.
Never.
This is the guy who's doing his dish soap argument. This is the same dude. Remember? It's the same dude who makes these Egyptian paintings.
Well, pain. It is consistent.
Consistent. I'm a
sense I
a
have
little
eyes.
Gong on that.
I looked at those. There was a little gong. I have eyes. I looked at the same thing the doctor looked at. The dentist, this new fucking cocky-ass dentist. Fuck that guy.
Dentists are all weird, dude.
They are.
The old guy I had was the shit.
Really?
The old guy was the shit, really.
Yeah, this is number one suicide rate in any occupation. But, like, 2-1. It's like they kill themselves a lot.
Do you think that has, like, just straight to do with the mouth?
I think it has to do with their personality of the people that migrate to.
It's weird because I would never think I want to be in people's mouths.
They do a lot.
Like, I don't know.
To be a dentist, I think people just do it for money. Yeah.
No, it's a lot. I mean, they have to do, like, to go to a college, you have to have a certain amount of community service where you have to do free community service. Like, it's something that people need to talk about. It's a problem in this country that people need to talk about. No, I mean, it's a number.
No more dental schools.
If you kill yourself in that occupation more than any other, there's something wrong.
Yeah.
But it's like people who are therapists, they go in there because they're crazy. You know what I mean? So I don't know if it's I don't know what it is that brings people in. I don't know.
Maybe it's they're so close to the chemicals. To the chemicals that they can just.
It could be.
And just go out nice and easy.
It could be. I don't know. It could be boring work. It's boring looking at people's mouths.
And everyone's so shitty and gross. Mm-hmm. Like everyone. Yeah. I feel, when I go sit down and the lady goes like, all right, now don't suck. I go, and she was like, don't do that. And I go, and I gag, and I feel bad because she's, like, fighting the tools in my mouth. I'm like, fuck, I'm sorry that you have to do this.
I had a weird experience when I went there. I was literally trying to nod off in the chair. When I was young, I used to be afraid, but now that I'm older, I go, like, this is taking away from my time, so I might as well try and catch a nap while I'm in this chair. Yeah, fuck what it's going to do to my teeth.
It's scary, but
I'm not even scared anymore.
You know, you do know this, that you can get a heart attack and all that from not having that shit taken care of. You do know that, right?
Teeth?
Yes, nigger. Yes, your teeth.
You get a heart attack?
Dude, I'm a hillbilly, I'm a nigger, actually.
I will vouch for his hillbilly.
My body will take care of itself. And what the fuck did people do before dentists? And how did they live for so long?
They died at 30, bitch.
No, that's actually a great counterpoint.
They died
what the fuck
young.
They didn't live to be as old as you are currently. That's what happened.
No, it fucks. Everything is wired and connected, and it has a purpose. And when you don't take care of that, it gets to your heart. You'll die.
I feel like my brain is wired, and heart attacks aren't known in my family in my DNA strand. Mm-hmm. And I feel like,
do they have teeth? Bitch?
I feel like my brain, I'm so mentally stronger than that. I go like, it's what the same reason I say I'll never get cancer and I smoke a pack a day.
Oh,
it's because I go like, it's because I go like, my brain just won't accept it. Therefore. Well, then, psychology, that's like where I'm
that's
at. I go
the
like,
battle. That's
yeah, it's
battle.
All in your brain. And you go like, if you want to take it as like a super bad thing, then you're going to feel it and your whole body's going
to
feel it.
Do you feel like it's bullshit? Like there's a conspiracy to
floss? I feel like that behind everything. I go like, these fucking dentists want my money because they do. Everyone wants your fucking money. Yeah. Everyone does.
Everyone does.
They're trying to be your friend, but they just want your money. Yeah. They just want something
first
from you.
First and foremost.
And they want your service wallet. And they want everything. Yeah. And they just don't care because you're just another person to them.
Yeah,
that guy's looking at my teeth, and I'm looking at them, and they go, and they look. I can see the calcium in it, and I can see where my fillings are, and I could like the
you
old
feel
ones.
Strongly
I've seen,
about,
yeah.
This.
I go hey, like, this I look so at it, I go like, it. Fuck that. That one's a little sharp. That one might need some work on it, but the other ones, the other three, you say are fucked up. Fuck you. Those ones are fine.
Can I recommend this, my brother? Can I recommend an electric toothbrush?
Yeah,
you do know the rule. The rule is, you brush your teeth to a song. And you don't stop brushing your teeth to that song.
Happy Birthday is supposed to be 2 minutes long. It's 2 minutes long. You're supposed to brush your teeth.
I've never heard this rule in my entire
happy
life.
Happy Birthday.
Yeah, you brush your teeth to a song. You also, if you have a cat and you have milk and you're not sure if the milk is bad, you can give that milk to a cat. And if the tail goes up real straight, the milk is bad.
Wow.
Did you know that?
No, that's I did not know
shit.
That.
These are little tidbits from Gene Moore.
Do you guys do tidbits from Gene Moore shouting out? New show I smell on the horizon that maybe when... Maybe
I am
future,
trying to write a new
thing?
Show where I talk about gay face, but I don't know where I'm going to do that because straight people don't want to hear my gay shit.
Oh, gay face is hilarious. I've seen gay face.
Will you take my picture
men.
Because my boyfriend is like, where am I? So I need to show where I am.
Yeah, absolutely.
Will you turn the light on for
you,
a moment?
I'll turn the light on for a moment.
You got a flash.
Well, he's going to be, why are you in the dark, bitch? Why are you doing?
All right.
Hey, keep going.
Are you going to get in there with him? Oh, that might not be good.
Shh. Don't say anything.
Keep talking, though. You're on live.
You're on live, Gene.
All right. Gene Moore's got some pictures for his BF. But no,
I would like to do gay face in front of people, but I don't know if it would work because it's something that I feel strongly about. You know what I mean? Like, quit being so fucking insecure.
Judgmental.
Do straight guys be insecure to each other? Look, I'm
like,
do straight guys be insecure?
Oh my God.
Now, them straight dudes being insecure? Yeah. Do they?
Oh, my God.
Of course.
This
what do you call it? Bro talk?
A work colleague came over mm-hmm. the other day, and he got so high and so drunk, he got creepy. Like, super creepy. Me and now, Frank were both we're talking, picking up, like, a molester vibe from him. Like,
molesters, backslash, serial killer, like, backslash, like, killed, like, decent-sized animals when he was a kid. Like,
yeah,
like, baby birds.
For fun,
like, with
yeah.
his fists.
I mean, I don't get that. I'm proving where I'm at. Keep going, keep going.
This dude comes over, and he gets messed up. And there's insecurities around certain people where this guy came over, and he insisted that we call him a certain name.
Like, what was the name?
His name is Michael.
That's
and
his full
me
name.
And Frank... If you expose a weakness to us, we're gonna make fun of it
that's
because
our
it's
job.
A it's
that's
a
com-
it's a camaraderie yeah. thing camaraderie
yeah. it's part yong. Comic part yeah it's part comic part being a guy part being a human like if somebody requests something or something there's always the attitude like I'm gonna bust your balls a little bit we're gonna have a little fun don't get to us we're gonna have a little fun and whatever else sorry
I get it
yeah. This guy insisted that
suddenly
it be called...
I feel like the guys at Starbucks.
Yeah.
You no, don't die away.
Sorry.
Hateful motherfucker.
No, I'm not.
I'm giving you gay face, bitch.
No, I'm giving you gay face. I'm about to put my shit down, Gene.
No, I get what you're
talking
saying.
Over with my Ernesto. He insisted that he be called his full thing, and we're just busting around. But then, you know, it gets a little messed up. And sometimes people come over here, and there's a weird thing, and you ask, are there insecurities in guys? When you get drunk with certain people, you can pick up different vibes. So it was a respect thing with this guy. He thought we weren't respecting him.
Oh, fuck that.
By calling him Mike instead of Michael.
But we were saying that we're actually respecting you more by
yeah,
breaking
it's
you down
and having
more
thing.
Fun. We care
just
enough
be a
to
person.
Yeah.
We're all
yeah.
guests in this world.
Yes.
And,
can
we just get
exactly.
along?
And just relax and take it easy and life's really
yeah.
short.
At the end of the day, you know, you win if you
yeah.
can live.
That's why I completely don't understand those people yeah. that walked out.
I don't get it. Oh, well, the people that walked out?
I yeah. completely don't
what
understand that at all.
Let me tell you this, and I'm embarrassed to say this,
yeah.
but this is a truth show, right?
Yeah.
So when they left, it got my heart. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, and they made me cry.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've never cried. Like, I was like, because they were so nice about
did you
it.
Cry like, or did you do like, a man cry?
I did a man cry. I was
okay.
like,
yeah.
And then Sean's yeah. like, and then Sean made it worse because he's like, okay, it's okay. It's okay. Just get it together. And you got to go on stage in like 2 seconds. So
yeah.
you really need to hurry and get
damn,
this on
that's
stage.
Intense. Yeah.
Yeah. And I go, and he goes, wipe your eyes. Because they were like, and I'm like, you know, and he's, the thing about Sean is he can pick up on that energy and he's like, you know, it's
he's
because
so
you're
good.
A fag and you're going to burn in hell anyway.
yeah.
So just get used to it. All right.
Yeah.
So then and I start
yeah,
laughing
and, he,
and
yeah,
then I go on stage yeah. and then I come up. But it was like in my
that's
head.
The best. Shout out to the best, Sean Dillon.
It is. He changes that energy. So. But your tooth thing, going back to it, I think you should listen to the dentist or at least get an electric toothbrush.
Somebody who went to school for years and yeah, at least get an electric toothbrush.
Yeah, because he's going to end up killing himself because he can't fix your teeth. The guy that was insecure, that's a shame.
Yeah.
He should just be
it's
himself.
Just, it's like we're all humans and we're all guests on the earth, but people do – it's like a weird like – I don't know when this whole – like when I was a kid, it was everyone that played in the neighborhood as we all were on the same team. And even if you were the last person in the crew and you were always getting made fun of and everything – you were still part of the team.
Mm-hmm. It made like, you better because you showed up every day.
Exactly. Now people don't want to show up and they don't play by those rules and I do it my way.
Yeah.
And they are so – they enforce it and it makes them, ironically, unfun to be around. Like,
yeah.
Ironically.
I work with someone that's very entitled and you like if you say anything and you're just talking to yourself, what is it that you just said? Were you mm-hmm. talking to me? I'm like, why in the fuck would I be – I hate you.
Oh,
it's
man.
Not about you. Fucking shut the fuck up.
I'm picking up that guy or that girl, whoever it is the same person from your ugly joke that you do on stage.
No. Interesting enough, crazy story about that. Everything is based on something.
That joke
right?
is so funny.
You
by
like
the way.
That joke?
Yeah, it kills the crowd. Yeah,
the it's ugly because you have a responsibility when you're ugly, right?
Yeah.
The guy I wrote that about came to a show, and I didn't know.
Oh no!
And then I look in the audience, and he's right there, and I'm like, oh. Well.
You should have just done the joke with him. Be like, can you come on stage?
Actually, this is about you, fucker. But I, you know what I mean. I just went for it. You
did
know what I mean?
You? Do you think he picked up a vibe?
No,
at all? No.
Because originally I started it in the showcase, and then you know you develop it, and then Sean said, you know, you need to make that more general.
Mm-hmm.
So I made that more general. Now it's just more like I also said that in the showcase, like I was afraid of white, which I am afraid of white people. Whenever I go into a room, I count.
That was so funny.
I count how many white people are in the room because if anybody moves, I want to know. And I'm afraid of white people with backpacks.
Yeah.
but I've changed that.
They're the terrorists now. Yeah.
They are the terrorists because white people can't handle their shit.
They can't.
They really
can't.
They're
the ones who they get all hopped up
because
on antidepressants.
Because my dad and mom didn't hug
me
enough, and now I have to kill you, and I have to kill everyone. Yeah. Fucking go kill yourself. Be a dentist. Kill yourself.
Be a fucking dentist.
Instead of, you know what I mean? Don't try to kill the whole...
Go work on Coop's teeth.
That's the thing about white people. When they get pissed off, everybody's got to die. Everybody.
That is something shitty that we do. Yeah.
And I want to be the guy that tells a story to the news. There's got to be one survivor. Mm-hmm. Everybody needs a witness in their life. Can't that
that's
be
so
me?
In Japan, they go out to like the hollow forest and they kill themselves and commit suicide alone.
There's seriously a suicide forest. Documentary on that YouTube. Watch
here,
that.
If we don't jump off a bridge, someone goes and blows some shit up or they shoot up a school.
Have you guys seen that special about the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco?
Oh,
all those people that kill themselves?
That's insane.
It is amazing. It is shocking. You know what I mean?
They have actual footage of people jumping off and dying.
No, I've seen that. I'm sorry to be distracted.
No, it's fine.
Sure
it's absolutely good.
My boyfriend, because, you know, where are you?
Funny enough, we were talking about how you showing up here tonight at like 1:30. It's 2:30 in the morning right now, whatever time it is. We were saying, oh, that must be so nice to be gay because you could just, you know, Coop was saying, you could just be like, hey, I'm going over here with these guys, and your boyfriend's all cool. And then it's funny, he's blowing your phone up. He's like, where are you? You're taking photos to prove.
I'm really here.
Like, don't worry about it. It's the complete opposite of what we thought it was.
Yeah, it is.
See you later, bro.
But I tell you this, though. Like, he goes to bed, like, at 11, you know, and then that's my time. You know, it's quiet, and I can write, and I like to write, and I like to do all, like, putts around the house, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I just love that. It's like, so I love that you guys are up right now, because I would be at home right now.
Yeah.
You know, just
there's
up,
nothing better than smoking a little pot and producing your own thoughts for a few hours before you go to bed.
Right. I think so.
It's fantastic. You're watching TV, but you're still producing your own thoughts. You're not just mindlessly watching it.
You're not edited by energies of other people.
And of anyone else, yes. That's the most important.
Yeah.
I find it insane. And I don't know how I'm ever going to like settle down with anyone, because I find it insane that I need so much alone time. Right. I need to be so far away from people. Like, I can live with him, and I can live with the other guy, because they do the same thing, and you guys are non-intrusive and stuff. I can't have anybody in my brain all the time. Like, I need to do that.
It's so healthy that you say that, especially because you want to be a comedian, because we're very narcissistic, and the fact that you recognize that you need alone time is good.
Well, I get sick of myself.
I get sick of myself.
Oh, yeah. All sorts of shit.
That's when you don't need alone time. That's when
you know,
like,
my favorite thing
to
do is
to
go see how long I can go without talking.
Oh yeah.
Like, I wake up on a Sunday and I go, how long can I go?
Yeah.
And then you.
I do the opposite. I feel like I'm too quiet.
Oh, you are too quiet. Until the dentist tells you need
to have it.
And then all of a sudden,
I never said that in the dentist's office. I just came home and I vented to Frank. Yeah. I was like, I never said a word. Sure, we'll schedule an appointment, you fuckers. Yeah. Like, I'm not showing up for that shit. You think I'm going to fucking fall for that?
In that original description, with the honesty that you had, you said they were barely even dark. You were talking about the spots in your teeth. It was just one of the funnier things I've heard.
It's because I finally realized as an adult, I need to take care of these things, and I need to brush them once, at least once, maybe twice a day, depending on how it's going.
Really, fucker?
And
twice a day?
Yeah.
It's your shit. You should at least do it four times a day.
Fuck that. By that, you're just hurting your gums.
What?
How many times you brush your teeth a day?
I eat ass, so I
I don't.
What you need to do is you need to invent like a little breath mint on the outside of the ass, like a breath
perhaps.
Ring. So you can get a breath ring that just plugs over the butthole.
Perhaps.
You can go out there and kind of like smear around it and then go
perhaps
back.
Perhaps we're eating different things. Yeah. Perhaps that is the reality of our lives, is that we are in two different places. So I don't know. I like to brush my teeth. I don't like that feeling, that weird.
It's volcano. It's gloss over your mouth, and you got.
But the more I brush my teeth, the more I have a more dry mouth.
You need to drink more water. You live in the
desert. I drink so much water. Yeah. That's the only thing I drink because I don't buy anything else here.
I get it.
I think it's because maybe it's because I'm stoned a lot or something, but I have cotton mouth. Yeah. And the worst is when
you. It dehydrates you. It does.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Because it makes your heart beat a little bit.
But when you drink more water, then you start to think. Because, you know, when it's like a plant. You ever see a plant and you give it water and it spruces up?
Yeah.
Same thing with your brain.
And light.
Are we 90%?
Yeah.
Are we 90% water?
I think it's 70% water.
Yeah, it's the majority. It's like
70%.
You say 70, you say 90, I'm going to say 85.
There you
just
go.
To be a
I
fucker.
Like how you went closer to 90, though.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you, because I'm yeah. a guest.
I agree. That's right. That's right. He did.
I know
he
it's did. The majority, for
sure. No, he's
still
upset about the dish soap is what it is, so he's going to be like 2 weeks before
you
he
know,
gets
it. You
know,
it's a little bizarre. Yeah. Because dish soap, you can go to the dollar
Gene
store
Moore,
and get
it. Gene Moore, let me tell you right now.
This guy puts up the biggest fuss about it.
Let me tell you right now.
Tell me.
Not only is it the dish soap.
Right.
It's the toilet paper from our bathroom.
Right.
Me and my other roommate supply
oh, so
it to
someday
there.
You turn into Mike, the guy that's insecure. You're disrespecting me, bro. You're
no.
using too much shit
no.
paper. Too
no.
much.
No. 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 It's a total respect level. It goes. Yeah. Me and you talk about the coolest shit, and you're my best friend. Yeah. You're one of my
hey,
best
shout
friends.
Out. Are you shouting out
you
to
should,
each other?
You should. Hair? You should be able to take care of yourself, man.
Yeah.
You should
yeah.
get your own toilet paper, your own deodorant, your own razors. He comes into our bathroom, me and my roommates,
yeah,
and steals
what?
All of it. And I go like, this
but
motherfucker,
wait.
He never does the dishes.
But when he makes it,
hold
he's
on.
Got all that Coke on the table, mm-hmm. you're gonna be like, he's going to be like,
may
you.
I rebuttal?
Hey.
May I rebuttal? Yes. Pause for a second.
I feel like I am here. I feel like FDR, and this is the Soviet Union and England.
I like that I'm the Soviet Union. England's badass.
I'm mitigating this. Yes, go.
Mitigate, please. Whilst you are my best friend, and I'll do what you did, one of my best friends. He did the super passive-aggressive where
right.
it's like the comment, and then they look at you and they take it back.
Oh, it didn't go unnoticed.
Yeah. But whilst I notice it, the hypervigilance that he claims to have,
right.
while I go down there and I wipe into your toilet paper and do this, I happily, and this is where we differ, I let you drink all the liquor I buy and enjoy all
this
the things.
This is true.
I let you savor in it and share, and you can. What's mine is yours. That's only why, even if you give me permission or not, I fucking help myself, because you gladly do the same thing on the other end.
In fact, listen to this. Not only he takes this tub, I mean, he didn't wipe his ass, but he doesn't eat it. Throw it away. Yep. I don't care.
Exactly. Sometimes I just go in your room, and I just put dish soap on toilet paper and throw it both away. I just to fuck around.
Please tell me in the name of Jesus. Please tell me you're not taking a black marker and marking where the dish soap is.
Oh, no, no,
no.
No,
he doesn't do that, but he does. Check this out, Gene Moore. He does keep all his rations, his MREs, his meals ready in his closet in his room. So he keeps tuna, noodles, everything stashed only in his closet. Yet,
listen,
meanwhile, the liquor and all the other stuff runs aplenty all throughout the entire house.
Listen, it's only recently that you've been buying liquor.
Please, I love that this is happening live.
Please, kid.
We're in the moment live.
We
right
are
now.
In the moment.
And here we are.
It's working it out with Frank and Coop.
But also,
work it out.
When
work
you,
it out.
When
thank God you're not at a taco stand.
Yeah. I know, for real.
And Coop's giving me gay face all
bottom,
night.
Bottom line is you feel disrespected. Is that what you're saying?
Is that what it is?
No.
What is the bottom line? Go to the bottom line. What is the bottom line?
Stubbornness is the bottom line.
I expect... I guess it is disrespect, but I expect, and I don't think it's disrespect. I expect when I buy food, I buy like
that nobody eats
meals.
It.
No meals that everyone likes,
mm-hmm.
and I buy my own shit. I know mm-hmm. that I'm gonna get my own shit, and then what everyone else likes, they'll pick and choose from whatever, and mm-hmm. I'll get whatever at the pick.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But then when this fucker goes shopping, or my other roommate,
selfish.
He buys like bananas and like some oranges, and then like. Some drinks.
Yeah.
And you go like, dude.
That's not food.
I can't eat that.
Yeah.
I can't survive off that.
I can
like,
agree
I can't
with that. I
survive
can
off that.
That
at all. I'm trying to survive.
Mm-hmm.
We did all buy food together for a little while at that old house. We did
yeah.
all kind of pitch in and shop together.
Coupons.
No,
but
never.
We all pitched in. But what happened was it ended up like the way you eat and the way I eat is different.
Right.
And
yeah.
that just worked out better that you just happen to enjoy these certain things and I just do mine. But it is funny. I don't think it's a level of disrespect. Coop is just a stubborn motherfucker.
Oh, I'm so stubborn.
To the core. And his whole thing is this. If I'm doing it, so should everybody else.
Oh,
that's how he's always been.
That's because you're white.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to raise the bar for everyone.
That's the white in you.
But I'm also nice about it.
That's the white in you, and when things don't go your way, you guys are going to end up dead one day. If he has a backpack, because you're going to kill everybody.
But in
the
long
and the neighbors
run,
too.
I really don't care.
Yeah,
I really don't
the
care.
The thing is that above all that, what's weird is we talk to other people about it, like you complain to certain friends we have or whatever else, and we goof off about it. But at the end of it, like say we're both at a party and we're drinking and we're both talking shit to each other and someone else
right.
is going, you guys need to figure this out. We'll come back here together and shoot the shit and hang out
we'll
for a
laugh
while,
about it.
And
we'll
then we'll just,
it.
That's it. The nice thing is that we live on this same level where it's, even through all that, we still kind of go back to what you're saying, where we're all guests and we're all human.
Yeah.
And we respect each other's space and we're cool with that.
Yeah. do you feel okay right now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But bottom line, when he uses your toilet paper, it does piss you off. It really, buy a fucking bidet.
I sent him pictures of me reaching for his deodorant. I'd like to, what it is as a bust balls and call, not yeah. a full name Michael, but call him Mikey or whatever else. Like we
it's
do with that other
with people. It's hard to live with people.
I try and keep things light and fun. So yeah. even though Stu is, I'll prod at his thing. But
it's hard to live with people. It's really hard.
What's it like with you and your boyfriend, G?
I have a lot of rules.
Yeah, do you guys ever nag at each other for like, oh, of course.
We're practically a married couple.
Of course,
it's funny,
yeah.
It's funny because like, he's cleaning the house, right? And so he puts a sticky in my bathroom because I have my own bathroom and it's gross. You know what I mean? It's gross. And he put a sticky. This is fucking gross. And I'm like, it made me laugh so hard. I'm like, I know he's being mean, but it's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's my bathroom and I know it's gross. Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't know.
The best thing in the world is to have that attitude.
I mean, what am I, you know, like, it cracked me up. I'm like, yeah, you got me.
It's the same thing. This fucker will say something. I'll be like, hey, way to do the dishes. And he goes like, dude, dishes don't matter when you're an alien or something. And you go like, all right.
It's true, man. Yeah. You fucking got me. You got me.
No, we'll get into it about all the dishes.
They didn't do dishes in the pyramid, bitch. No, they did not. Oh, so, you can find them dishes in the sand. They're still dirty.
Pottery.
Yeah, they really can.
Like an ancient Egypt.
So what else are you guys working on? What else is besides toilet paper? Creative. When are you going to go back on stage?
This is the thing forever.
Right here.
Well, see, I personally, my bet would be maybe once at like some charity event in the future for something you do, but everyone asks him about it. But
the pessimistic side in me really hates the business side of comedy.
Right. You just want to be a writer.
I just want to, yeah. I don't want to.
Removed from the business and the douches.
Don't get me, I love the stage high and I love that whole feeling.
Right.
But the whole business aspect where soon enough you got to like.
Change your stuff and promote everything.
And you gotta apply to everyone, not
so
just
say
certain
that.
People.
Say you were me. Like, say you were me. And we switched spots. Freaky Friday happened, right? I'm Cooper, you're me. Quit using the toilet paper. When that girl came up to you and said, you know, it was you, what would you have said? What would you?
I probably would have hung my head low and walked back inside and maybe shed a tear or two.
Yeah.
I would have said, like, well, I'm sorry that happened.
I'm sorry. That's what I said.
And I'm sorry you feel that way.
Yeah.
I probably would have went in and hung my head low and, yeah.
Yeah, in the back of my mind, I feel like the only way to really get back at those people is success.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
You know what I mean?
That's the only really, really, like...
It's very true.
Yeah.
That's what's sad about me is the fact that I look at that side instead of the fact that goes like, this is a job where you could be deciding when you do shows,
right.
deciding when you make money, and making a living off of telling people how you feel.
Right.
To me, it's only natural that you feel the way you feel about it because as far as I'm concerned, this is why we get along. And also fight forever.
Mm-hmm.
We're the exact opposite. So where I find comedy and I find it exciting and I find this like venture and like this thing to promote and express myself in this, you see that, but you feel the exact opposite. What's the use? And it's not going to do much. And it's too much of this for me to get involved anyway. Even though we both meet on the flat line that it is.
I would just love to be behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. I would love to be there behind the scenes on a big production. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm so much more of like, I don't want all that shit.
Really, you don't crave to be on stages?
I don't. Like, it was really nice, and it was a great feeling, yeah. But, like...
You do, Frank, right?
I crave... What I would really like is to see the people laugh from something I wrote, but maybe not even from me.
Like
it would give me such a deep satisfaction.
There's the room, like, in San Francisco, the Fillmore. Like, you don't say, I could be on that stage. I could do that.
What's the Fillmore? What do you mean?
It's legendary. It's like where Jimi Hendrix performed. It's the Fillmore. It's like this.
Oh, the
venue.
Fillmore.
Did
I thought
say
you said Fillmore?
Did I mispronounce it?
No. I have no idea what you're saying.
Oh yeah, I don't know what
you're
I'm
all
saying.
You're all
yeah, I'm all over the place.
It would no, be.
Have you heard of Planet Earth?
It would be amazing. It would be great.
Yeah.
But I don't ever feel like that many people. Maybe they would, but it would take so long to get that kind of a following with only doing like George Carlin did it.
That's weird that you jumped
and,
to that.
And Bill Hicks did it. They had like their completely
Shout
own style
right.
and they right. fucking made it. They made it big, interesting with especially just guys. Being who they are. But yeah, that's hard. It's not easy,
it's
you know?
It's not easy. And you do have to compromise a little.
Yeah.
I think you do have to compromise. I think you
have
do.
To bring it down to a level think, where everyone
I,
can
Without
understand.
Selling yourself out, mm-hmm. I think until you're at your destination, and that's the trick, is being able to say, I'm compromising, I'm going to come back for this.
Yeah.
I'm compromising, I'm going to... And then when you get to your destination, then you go back and get all those chips.
Yep.
Or you could end up a douchebag that you completely are...
Wrapped
what
up
somebody
in the
else
whole
created.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah. You went to what was like the lowest hanging fruit, and yeah. you plucked it, and you took that instead of... maybe taking a little time to climb
which
the tree.
Is what happened to Dane Cook.
Oh yeah.
And I know it's not nice to say that, but
who gives a fuck?
I don't
fuck
like talking Dane bad Cook. About who comedians gives a
fuck?
But I mean
yeah,
I,
fuck him.
He sold out like
Adam yeah. Carolla was saying it perfect the other day. Have Shout you ever out. Listened to Adam Carolla?
No.
He's fucking hilarious.
He breaks shit down in the simplest ways, and he was saying Dane Cook got a lot of fame really fast, and it went to his head crazy. It went to his head
how
so crazy
yeah,
in the fact that he was like telling people to like fuck off or like doing his own thing so much, like, and now people are going like, oh yeah, he's just another comedian. We like a lot of comedians, you know.
Yeah.
And he's not getting what he was getting, and it's like really like a peg down, and people are going like, well, fuck you then. If you're not gonna like me, then I'm not gonna like fuck you then.
He came out with like an album that was really weird. It was like a compilation album, like just like 4 years after his fame, and it was called I Did My Best, and it's like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Shut
4 years
up.
Into your like, career. Like, yeah. George Carlin never did that after, like, 25
no, what,
years.
He,
like,
what he did is he went back and he worked it. But I don't know. Dane Cook's a little... He's... I won't say he's not funny because he's obviously funny, but I just... I don't care.
I don't ever say comedians aren't funny. Mm-hmm.
I've laughed at his joke.
To me.
Yeah.
He's, you know,
I'll
mean.
Never forget the first time I was in high school and
here I
that was
him
that
up.
Was
here I bring him up and throw him under the bus and I step back. Oh, I didn't say it.
No, no, it's not like he's fucking.
That's
Dane.
One of the first
Shout
comedians I
Cook,
really
yeah.
listened to when
and
you
was,
played
yeah,
it. Yeah,
it was
Dane
in
Cook.
Armed and it's like fucking 6 years ago and it was hilarious. Mm. 7 years ago, 8 years, 2005, 8 years ago, it was hilarious. But I was also much younger. I didn't know any, but it was mm-hmm. still funny as shit mm-hmm. back then. Now that I'm a little more educated, spent a little time, and I've done it myself a little bit. He's still funny, but he's just not my style.
Yeah.
And I'm not just going to side with everybody. I hate when people do that. And you're right. Like, comics, it's shitty to say they're not funny because they are funny. That's how we did that. But
I never say something. And I know, like, personally, I know the people that are not funny. And to me, they don't get laughs on stage. So, but I don't say, oh, that's not funny. I say they haven't worked out their shit yet.
And
it happens. It's magical. David Kays.
Yeah.
He worked at his shit and it was crying. Funny. He did it. You know what I mean? Miguel does it. You know what I mean? You did it. Everybody, you know, and then it's funny.
Yeah.
I laugh at how confident this fucker is on stage now. It's great. It's fantastic. He gets
Frank
up there.
Really good on stage.
He stops the show and he goes, hey, there's my friend Mark Lembo. And it gets so quiet. And he goes, like, well, yeah, I just want to say hi to my friend. He's here tonight.
Because that's what comedy is.
And he goes
is,
on, and people love him so much more for it. They go like, you fucker, you think you can just stop the show for that? And he goes like, yeah, sure, whatever. And just keeps going and hits him hard with more jokes.
No,
and
I
like,
love it. I love it.
It's
I
brilliant. It. Yeah.
To answer your question.
Yes.
Perfect jumping off point. I get excited to go up once I'm up there. So there's the whole thing before where I get super excited to do a show and everything, but even that doesn't even compare close to how excited I get once I get up there. And once I get up there, and one of my favorite moments of all time, and I like when you host, I like when Hurley hosts, but just I remember it you because you host more shows than I do. When I get up, when you say my name and you get to say like, this next comedian, if you got to go to the bathroom, now would be a good time. Let's bring up my friend, Frank, man. And you do the whole thing. When I walk on the stage and I shake your hand, everything goes from in the back of the club. It's dark and there's like this and this vibe. And I go right up there and it goes.
Yeah.
And I'm up there and it gets quiet. And suddenly, like, it's just this whole mode. That's when I get this like ecstasy. Yeah. I get this feeling of like, oh, so shit. Cool. It runs through me. I can feel it. It's like I'm playing a guitar solo with my mind. It's just flowing. I'm feeling good. And I just, that's when I get excited.
And you feel the energy. Oh, the energy. Fuck. It's like, you know, it's crazy. Dude. I love it. You know what I mean? I love it.
I was out the other day and I realized after a couple shots and a few beers and maybe a bad conversation or two that I fucking live for that feeling.
No, I do too.
That feeling. Now, I get it now from being on stage and doing stand-up, and I enjoy it, and as long as it's like that, I'll pursue it. I know you will too, and whatever, same thing. But that feeling is what I chase. So if it happens to go some other way or do something else, I'll do that then.
But I mean, it's huge. I'm very blessed because I get a lot of stage time.
Yeah, you are. And that's great.
I get a lot of stage time. And you know, and when I really, when I sit back and think about it, how incredibly grateful I am, is there are four major clubs in this town, correct?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Four. You could arguably say in the whole state because we're not very big, yeah, right? I work at one of them and I get most of the stage time there. And I mean, completely grateful for
that.
But
it's, you know what it is, Gene? Is that you're not a fucking dickhole. You're not a shitty asshole fuck of a human being. And yeah, there's so many of them.
I love to see like people who I know, I take them there who are not necessarily for gays, but they're not against gays at all. I love to see you go up there and win them over so hard and go like, and they laugh and they're like, whether they like it or not, they laugh at your jokes and they go like, yes, yes. It's like humanity's like getting better. Like it's like,
it's a performance. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, and that it's what it is. And Sean Dillon has helped me hone that that set and redo it, and it's just amazing to me. And it's a responsibility, you know, to be a human being and to be grateful and to not be anything but humble. I'm not trying to be anything I'm not. I'm just trying to be a good performer.
Yeah.
And I can't wait till I'm good. Yeah. Then I can be a
You're
dick.
Already good. You're though. Already good. Yeah. You went over majority. Yeah. Every once in a while, Gene, how long you been working there? 2 years?
Yeah. Well, you know, 3 years in comedy. I did comedy 3 years, and then for like the first year, all I did was showcases. Mm-hmm. And then Sean said, "I'm gonna start getting you to open." So I opened, and then like 6 months into that, he's like, "You're gonna start hosting." And then he told me maybe 2 months ago, "I'm gonna start featuring." So I'm
fucking radical, dude. So you're moving That's in so that awesome.
Way. Yeah. So you know, it's a blessing,
it's a blessing. But you busted your ass to do it, and you're funny, and you're a nice dude.
I don't get why more people aren't doing what I'm doing,
because people don't have that you have like this frame of reference in your head where it's like these things are acceptable.
They're not that humble. They're not that humble towards life.
Yeah, those other people are not that humble towards life. Like you have a way of like doing what's appropriate and being cool about it. You have your situation where you're gay, you're a fucking faggot, and we all know it, and the whole thing. Yeah, but you handle it like a fucking human being should, with responsibility and with respect for other people's space and their feelings and their opinions on it. But you do that throughout your entire life in everything.
Yeah,
in
you comedy, handle everything like a man.
Yeah.
You go in and you go like, how am I going to handle
that's
this?
That's my biggest argument with the gay community. Yeah. And that's why I don't do well with them, because before you are gay, you're a man. Before you are anything, you are a man. Yeah. Handle your business.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
You don't want no shit, don't start no shit.
It's a real shame we don't have cameras in here so we could film the hand jobs going on under the Bermuda Triangle of hand jobs underneath the table right now.
I always say, be a man.
Be a man. It really is. It's handle your shit no matter what your shit is.
And part of being a man is you working your craft.
Yeah.
Responsibility.
And doing your set, redoing your set.
Handle yourself with grace and responsibility and being a
having fucking, a craft.
Yeah.
Having
a craft. Just being fucking.
Yeah, and you know, at the end of my life, like every Sunday, right? Like I'm close to doing a web talk show. Yeah. So I'm planning it out in the fall.
Oh, fuck.
So, like, every day I got a list of shit I got to do. Mm-hmm. So every night I go and I do this, I do that, I do my list, right?
Yeah.
So then, but really, like, on Sundays, I just stop and I think, everything I did all week, I did this, I did that, I did that, I did that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of my day, at the end of my life, jumping forward, I want the end of my life to be like, I did this, I did that, I did that. And it just, I want to be left alone. Like, I want to be an old man left alone, but known that I did my shit.
Yeah.
That's what I want. That would make me really happy. It's just, you know, like, I did this, I did that. I worked that stage. I worked the Fillmore. I can't wait till I work the Fillmore. Yeah. And I know I'm going to work it.
I just heard of it 20 minutes ago, and I can't wait for you to
shit. David Chappelle did a special there.
Really? I've heard of it before.
Maybe I'm mispronouncing
I like how you called him David Chappelle.
Because I respect him.
Because you respect him.
I respect him. And he Go ahead.
Something tells me about your list, though, is that you're going to get there, and like we just do.
Yeah.
It's the reason you do anything in your life. You're going to look at the list, and you're still going to be bummed out about the shit you didn't put on the list.
Yeah.
Do you ever think like that?
I do.
You had a little gay parade going, and you're holding, everything's gay with you. I hate that I have to do that, but it's just a jumping off point.
Yeah.
But I feel like I just put rain on it, and I'm sorry about that.
No. But I have a gay show coming up. And
absolutely. Plug the gay show.
On June 23rd.
June 23rd.
At the Comedy Spot.
At the Comedy Spot.
And I'm nervous because the last gay show I had, I puked right before I went on stage.
Really?
What?
Too much semen?
You don't know how hard it is. Too much semen, yeah. It was in my ass. And so like buckets of cum, you know what I mean? Buckets of it. And I was wiping my ass with your toilet
paper.
Sorry,
Gene.
Just all right.
Very. Yeah. So anyways, no, it's hard to perform in front of gay people. Really hard.
Yeah, it's insane.
Their comedy and expectations are different. Like in straight people, they want longer setups. In gays, they want faster punches. Faster and hit it harder. And
it's like,
yeah. And don't over explain shit. Mm. And so, like, I could say the same joke to straight people, but I have to over explain it. Straight people, like, well, you're talking too much. They're already giving you gay face.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's a different. And the thing gay about gay face. People is, and gay I'm really going to get in trouble in here.
Get in trouble.
Is that a lot of times gay people think that they are Kardashians, like they're famous. And they're like, in the gay community, everybody has a special, like, assistant. They, you know, I mean, everybody thinks they're the shit. So when they come to your show, they're the shit.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you're
entertain
nothing.
Me.
Yeah. And you know, oh, you get 30 seconds.
They're their own higher class of Scottsdale.
Yeah. And I'm like, no, this is America. This isn't England.
This is
there's
same
no.
Shit.
That's so interesting.
And that. I break through that because I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's really the only way to go about it.
Bitch, give me gay eyes at a fucking taco stand. Gay face.
It's so interesting that your same jokes, you'll have to like maybe stretch it out and dumb it down a little bit for straight folk. Because they'll go like, yeah, we like our pitchfork attitude and our black and white scene.
And I'm not saying anything bad about straight people. It's just
why do you hate straight people is what me and Coop really want to get to.
Yeah. No, it's that straight people, it's not that at all. It's that straight people and gay people, there's nothing that you can relate. And so you have to over-explain.
But there's so much you can relate.
So that you can relate. You know what I mean? That's why a lot of times gay people, when they're not laughing, they're not saying, I don't like you because you're gay. They're like, I can't relate to you. So let me over-explain it so that you get it. And then when you're performing with gay people, they're like, we already get it.
Yeah.
You're wasting too
impatient.
Much time on the setup.
Get to the point.
What's your
don't waste my time.
Yeah, what's your thing? And
that's
then,
so great.
And then they also do this thing where they're like, they like bitchy, and I don't do bitchy. I can be bitchy.
I know you probably can be, but you don't do bitchy, which
no,
is
I don't do bitchy.
I know gay people, and of all of them, you're the least bitchy. I don't know if that's a compliment or something.
I'm taking it as a compliment.
Yeah.
But
it's nice, though, because I don't care if you're bitchy, but it's nice that you're just a regular.
I mean, I can be bitchy.
Yeah.
I mean, I really can.
Well,
I
we all can. Me and bitch and scratch around.
Oh
like
yeah,
cats.
I watched the dish soap.
Please, my car broke down and I had to take the bus to work and I was on this bus and it was crowded, no place to sit. And there's this black girl, she's maybe 20 years old, right? And she's sitting and there's a seat and I go, ma'am, may I sit there? And she's like, no. I go,
fuck you, bitch.
Yeah,
I go,
this
what?
Is public transportation.
Like this, and she goes like this. I said no. And I go, listen, nigger, don't try to out-nigger me.
Oh,
I'm from
my
fucking
God.
You move your fucking ass over and let me sit the fuck down. Rosa Parks died so that we could all ride this fucking bus. Move your shit.
Yeah.
And so she moves over and then I'm like, the whole time she's yelling at me, you ain't all that. I'm like, bitch, you ain't all that and you smell like you stink. And so shut the fuck up. So listen, the bottom line is don't try to out-nigger me. Please.
Yeah,
please. I don't have time. I can be bitchy. But I choose not to be bitchy because that is a choice that I make. I didn't make a choice to be gay, but I make a choice every day not to be a cunt about it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I could.
It's because you real gangsters don't flex nuts because they know they got them. It comes down to that. Like you're gay, but you know you can be so bitchy, but you have no need to go around
no
and
need.
With your chest out.
And plus, once that genie's out of the bottle, it's hard to put back in. It's hard to put that back in because then the whole day, you know, like somebody's like, "Gene, can you turn that report?" I don't need to do that report. Excuse me, I took a bus to work today. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Oh,
I'm Rosa Parks. I'm not sitting down.
Oh, beautiful.
I turned into doing a bit. I'm sorry.
You do a bit all you want.
No.
Let's wrap this bit up. Gene Moore, plug some shit. What do you got going on? Plug a show? Plug
working
anything
it out. You can. We're live every Saturday at 4 o'clock, and you can watch us in the archives. The Comedy Spot, we have a big show coming up on June
2nd. Show King, yeah.
We got a show king in the house.
Oh, I'm not joking. It's a really good show.
Hit the Taco Bell.
And this is a really good comedy show to watch because it's me completely vulnerable and nervous. And
this is the gay show.
This is the throwing up before the show.
This is me at my worst, but still gonna go and do it. Still being a man, still gonna go ahead and do
it. That's the way to do it.
And, you know, and I'm gonna do it, and I'm gonna do it, and I'm not gonna like it. I'm like regretting that I even agreed to doing this. So, but I'm doing it because I don't know why. I'm stupid. Yeah. And then that's what I do. And then of course at the Comedy Spot every weekend. So.
Fucking go see Gene Moore at the Comedy Spot every weekend. We're gonna shout out from the top. To Ching Chong's, to Chinese language, taco shops, to brown liquor.
I think we covered a lot. The pyramids, the toilet paper, his soap, his fillers.
We got through a lot tonight.
My friend Michael, my best friend. Well, one of my best friends. My friend Michael, our friend Michael / Mikey.
We talked about Sean. We talked about those people that hated me because I'm gay. Yeah. We talked about the fight at the taco stand.
The taco stand.
I feel like we covered a lot. We've made progress today, guys.
We have made progress as human beings, and we'll shout out to progress as human beings.
Frank, you got any shows coming up?
I actually do have shows coming up. Thank you. Wow, I didn't even think about that. June 16th, Father's Day. Go out and see those. There's one at the Comedy Spot at 7 p.m. Are you on that, Gene?
I'll probably be there, yeah. Because I'm a whore.
Yeah, you're a fucking whore. June 16th, June 25th at the Shout House in Glendale. I got on one of those. Have you played there before?
I did.
What's it like?
I get a story off camera to tell you.
No.
It's amazing. It's a huge audience.
Yeah.
And it's very nice.
Yeah.
You'll love
fucking
it.
Fucking awesome. Well, we'll go out. No, just mute it. We'll go out to the Shout House at Glendale and June 29th at the Comedy Spot again. And that's it for June. As always, that is Michael Cooper. That is Gene Woo-hoo. Motherfucking Moore.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Frank, Amateur Hour.
I go out there and these motherfucking fags are at no. They're all giving me gay face. Giving me like... I'm Rosa Parks.
Aliens, dude.
Have you seen... Have you seen? Hit the gong.
Charlie Sheen.